This is Roro's Rantings with Israel activist and advocate Rolene Marks.
Good afternoon, Rolene Marks. How are you?
Good afternoon, everybody. I hear the million-dollar question is, did I go to the drive-in?
Yes.
I did. I remember going to the
drive-in. I was conceived at the drive-in. I know I've been to the drive-in.
Oh, my goodness me.
TMI, Kath, TMI.
No, I meant like, you know, I think we should have a little girl and, you know, that kind of thing.
Oh, conceived in thought. I get it. Yeah. I get it. All right.
Okay, move on. So, Rolene.
It's your word and, yeah, thousands would believe you, but I'm just going to be the fifth.
Before we get to your topics, please talk to me about Hanin Zoabi. Why isn't she standing again? Do you know?
We don't know. It could be because, you know, a number of reasons. It could be because I think that she's just way past her sell-by date. I think it's occurred to her that she's way past her sell-by date and nobody's interested in what she has to say, and that every time she does open her mouth or do something completely hapless, she faces some hefty consequences for that, and her time being relevant is long gone.
Well, aside from that, is that when she was still a minister? No, she wasn't a minister. She was a Knesset, member of
she
Knesset.
She was a Knesset. Yes. Knesset.
Yeah. I mean, some of her acts were right up there with treason. Really, and I remember having this, her and, what's his name? Basil Gutters.
Ahmed Tibi.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had a few.
I mean, Basil went off
no,
the prison.
No, he took cell phones.
Said whose comments and whose actions can be construed as treason.
Yeah. All right, let's get into some news, Rolene.
Moshe Ahrens passed away, Rolene.
Well, a giant of Israeli politics, Moshe Ahrens, passed away today at the age of 93. And he was born in Kaunas, Lithuania in 1925 and moved with his family to Riga and then to the United States and then eventually to Israel. But before he made Aliyah to Israel, he actually served in the U.S. Army, in the Army Corps of Engineers during World War II. And when he was here, when he made Aliyah, he joined the Irgun paramilitary group and fought in North Africa and helped organize Jewish communities seeking to immigrate to Israel. Prime Minister Netanyahu paid tribute to him, calling him, you know, almost like a father to him. He actually mentored Prime Minister Netanyahu during his diplomatic career when he was stationed in Washington as the ambassador to the United States, and then lobbied for him to be our ambassador to the United Nations. But Moshe Ahrens serving as our defense minister some three times, and also very, very instrumental in Israel Aircraft Industries, or IAI. He studied aeronautical engineering at MIT, just like Netanyahu, who also studied at MIT. He returned to Israel. He taught at the Technion. He was instrumental in instituting a lot of really groundbreaking technology through his position at MIT, and then entered the political sphere, where he first entered on the Herut ticket. Herut was the predecessor to the Likud and served as defense minister three times. A great loss to Israel, and tributes have been pouring in all over social media, including Twitter, from people like Ron Dermer, Mark Regev, the ambassador to the United Kingdom, Danny Danone, our ambassador to the United Nations, as well as the Foreign Ministry, Prime Minister Netanyahu, and ordinary Israelis who remember this giant of a man.
Sure, that's quite something. Talk to us, Rolene, about the Iron Dome intercepting a Gaza rocket, as well as this incident with the F-15.
Well, it has been a busy day for the Israeli Air Force, and we're actually waiting for a major announcement by Prime Minister Netanyahu at 8 o'clock tonight. This is breaking news. We don't know what it is. Will it be something military? Will it be something political? What will it be? But a big day for the Israeli Air Force as the Iron Dome intercepted a rocket attack at about 20 past 3 this morning that was fired towards Ashkelon. Now, we do have a ceasefire in place with Hamas, and we were driven quite possibly to the point of an all-out conflagration less than 2 months ago, when we had about 500 rockets fired towards Israel from the Gaza Strip in a period of 24 hours. In response to this, the Israeli Air Force has attacked several targets, what they see as the Hamas military base in northern Gaza, and several others. There are no reported injuries. And also, what is very interesting is that nobody is saying that this is in breach of the ceasefire. It hasn't made that much of an outcry in Israel. It's kind of happened, been dealt with, and kind of gone under the radar again. But what we do know is that in addition to this, a explosive device was sent from the Strip that was carried by a styrofoam aeroplane with a cluster of balloons attached to it, with an explosive device attached. Now, according to the terms of the ceasefire that was brokered by Egypt, Hamas and other terror groups within the Gaza Strip are not allowed to fire these incendiary devices. So I just find it very interesting that nobody's using the words breaking of ceasefire or terms of the ceasefire agreement. Also today, and this is like unbelievable, this is just a feat of Israeli fighter pilot just guts, glory, and ingenuity. But the canopy on an F-15 Falcon came off at about 30,000 feet, and this was during a training flight. And I don't know how they managed to do this, but with below freezing temperatures, severe cold, strong winds, and deafening noise. I mean, it is very, very cold in Israel at the moment. We have a lot of snow in the north, and it's sending our temperatures plummeting. But I don't know how they managed to do this without a canopy. These two Israeli Air Force pilots managed to carry out an emergency landing. They phoned through to the Tel Nof Air Base, and with some, I would imagine, a lot of nerves in the ground control, but they managed to land safely at Nevatim Air Base. And I don't fly fighter pilots, so my Indian name will not be She Who Flies Fighter Jets, seeing that you name yourself after something that you do a lot of. Mine must be maybe Wears Really Nice Shoes. But they decided not to eject and managed to land safely. And this just shows you an extraordinary level of professionalism and unbelievable skill. I don't think Maverick or Goose could do this, but most certainly our Israeli Air Force pilots in an F-15.
And then finally, Rolene, Pink Floyd tribute band rocks Israel. Mr. Waters must have loved that.
Oi, Mr. Waters must be really, really feeling the pressure. He's just another beep in the wall. But, after a lot of pressure by Roger Waters to not perform in Israel, the Pink Floyd tribute band said, we don't really give two hoots about your opinion, Mr. Waters, and we are going to play Israel. And they rocked Israel very, very proudly to a certain group of us of a certain age, big Pink Floyd fans, despite the fact that Roger Waters has lost the plot. And they reiterated that, the Roger Waters is not going to stop them from playing great music to the Israeli audience. And Roger Waters under a lot of scrutiny and a lot of criticism yet again for his use of anti-Semitic and profoundly anti-Israel imagery, this time in South America, where Jewish groups and other groups have appealed to his sponsors to stop sponsoring him because of his extremely hateful messages. One of the images he does screen during his concerts is, yes, Israel is responsible for killing and oppressing Palestinians. So he's...
Thank you, Rolene Marks. Unfortunately, that is where we have to leave it today. And, yeah, Rolene Marks, she is our Israel... Well, she's an Israel advocate, and we speak to her every afternoon, around about 20 past five.